Today's share is sponsored for Rafu Shlema from Miral Basar Gittel. Anyone who would like to sponsor a share, should please contact Rabbi Fishman at rabbifishman@gmail.com, rabbifishman@gmail.com, to help keep these shiurim going. We try to release 3 shiurim a week on Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa on the podcast platforms. So please help us continue doing so by sponsoring a share. We're in the Mavoi, in Perek Aleph, of the introduction of Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, Se'if Lamed Aleph. We're going to talk about Marbe B'Shi'urim. What happens when one needs to do a malacha, about doing additional malacha? What does that mean? Kashet Tzorech L'Ases Malacha, Se'if Lamed Aleph. B'Shvil Chayla Shebesaykana. Let's say one has to do a malacha for a chayla that's in a saykana. So the halacha is Yesh L'Tzamtzem, V'Aseyse B'Kemois Hadrusha B'Lvad. One should only do the minimum necessary required. Not do anything extra. Even if with the same action, and we're going to give examples in a second, even if with the same action, you can do more malacha, and you're going to say, I'm not doing anything additional to have the extra malacha done, one should not do so. One should only do the minimum required by this chayla. Kleimar, for instance, without, even if it's without any additional work. And surely one should not perform any extra pu'ulais, any extra actions than are minimally necessary. Now, is ma'abe b'shiurim, if one did so, is that the raisa d'rabbanon, since Siv Katan Kuf Mem Beis, he brings us a machlekes, harashba v'haran, and if you look in the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Ches, if Katan Yud Gimel, he says, we'll see soon. A typical case of Marba B'Shurim with one Pa'ula would be, if you have a pot, you have to cook something for a Chol Sheish B'Sakana. So what's the difference? How much stuff is in the pot? It's one Pa'ula of putting the stuff on the fire, right? So Mishnah Berurah also seems to say, Paskin like the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, that it's an Isida Eraisa to be Marba B'Shi'urin. Ulechein, he says, therefore, I'm a Vashel, B'Shvil Choylo Shebesakona. Therefore, someone who's cooking for an ill person, who's in a Matzav Sakona, Yevashel Esakamos Hadrusha Loi Bilvad. He should only cook that which is necessary, V'Lo Yoysim Imen, and not more. And if possible, yivashel hakol b'kidei rachas. And when possible, all that needs to be cooked for this chayil sheish b'sakana should all be done in one pot. If lo yivashel b'shtei kideiris, and shouldn't cook in two pots, av him hidlik l'tzerich b'shel hakideiris rak l'hov achas. Even if it's going to be one large fire, so it's not like you need to light two fires, it's one fire. You have to put two pots on. So that's two separate malachas of putting each pot on. So better to have everything in one pot. Then he says, "Mtzorich lahadlik b'shvil achil neira achas." Let's say you need one lamp. Umesek echad yochel lahadlik zuhan achutza. Umesek echad yochel lahadlik yachid ima neira neisefes. What happens if you have two switches? One that turns on one light, one that turns on two lights. So you can only do one maisa of turning on a switch. But this chayla sheish pesakana only needs what? He only needs one light. Better turn on the switch, it has only one light. Now comes the big caveat. Let's say you're going to sit there having to make a cheshbon. Which lights would you do? Which pot? How the pot? And in that time loss, making the cheshbon of keeping the malacha down, you could risk the life of the chayla. It's dangerous. So one should not make, in such a case, one should not make any cheshbonis, and one should go directly to do whatever he needs to do to save the chayla sheish b'sakana. Once again, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Chof Ches, if Kot Mem Dal, he says, the osa las is rak mashet tzorech achshav b'tzimzum. Also he says, the same lashon as Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, that you should only do the minimum amount. V'im ha'dover bohol ein medaktik imekach. But if it's going to cause confusion, trying to figure out how to do the least malacha, then there's no need to do the least malacha. Do what you need to do to make sure the chayla remains safe. Si'if Lamed Beis. Now we're going to go on to talk about the Geder of what is considered a Shoigeg and what's considered amazing. He says, V'yesh lahavdil, to make a distinction, be'melochah shenaseis b'shoigeg, things that happen, actions that you do on Shabbos b'shoigeg, t'haynu sha'oysa oysan yedea ikir Shabbos. For instance, a person knows it's Shabbos. He knows the halachas at this Shabbos. He knows it is hilchas Shabbos. He knows the malachas aser. Aval ba'ad shachach shayim Shabbos v'dimu shuyim chol. Wakes up in the morning without cheshbening what the day is. He turns on his light. Or shuyedei shayim Shabbos. Or in the case, the other shaygig is, well, you know today's Shabbos. V'shagag b'malachas. Klemer lo yada shemalachas el asuris. He made a mistake and he thought that a malacha. That is aser. He thought it's mutter. We makes it. Then she yada shem Shabbos. Again, yada shem malach shoyemid lasei sasura. Vavav pike nasa. Right. So what's amazing? What's amazing is someone who knows that today is Shabbos, and he knows it's aser, and even knowing those two facts, he does it anyway. That is amazing. Then he says b'shnei amikrim ova esal isa teira. If a person knows this both, he's oivis deraisa ve'en achilik shebeneim el gabi ha'inish. Says shnei amikrim in both instances, whether one's a shaygeg or one's a mazit. It's an isa that you oivis deraisa. What's the difference? The difference is the punishment. Da'ainu imo yeshaygeg. If a person is a shaygeg, he's chayiv chatas. Imo yemazit. If he's a mazit, chayiv kores. Imhoya sham edim v'hasra, chayiv skilo. And if it was edim and hasra for mazit instead of kores, which is b'dei shemayim, he would get, if we had a bezin, he'd get skilo. So that's the difference. Meaning a person does a shaygeg, does a mazit, he's over on an iser deraisa. The only question is the einish. Do you just bring a korban chatos and do tshuva for a shaygeg? Was the chiyuv koris or tavad a person today could do tshuva before the Rebbeinu Shem Chas V'Shalom Bar Minon, you know, meets out koris to somebody? But that's the shail. Is it a chiyuv koris or a chiyuv chatos? Now he's going to discuss the different terminology which we see throughout the Peskim, throughout the Mishnayos for Shabbos when we see the term chayev, potter, aser, mutter. He's going to discuss the difference in the terminology. So Sif Lamed Gimel says, Kol Mokim Shenema B'Hilchas Shabbos. Any place where you see Hilchas Shabbos, Sha'if Tzedov is a Chayiv. It says that a person who does something is Chayiv. What does that mean? Harei Sheyesh Basiyosei Mishum Issa Teira. That means it's an Issa Deiraisa we are talking about. When we call Mokim in any place, Shenema Sha'if Tzedov is a Potter. When you see the term that the action is Potter, it's also La'Soisi B'Shabbos. It means it's also to do it on Shabbos, but the isuroi midivrei seifrim. But the isur is only midivrei seifrim. V'harezu hachokim me'asiyis melecha ha'asurim me'atayra. And this drabonon is a hachokim, is to distance you from being over a da'iraisa. V'chein kol mokim shenema shein oisin kach v'kach, oisha also lasis kach v'kach. Anytime you see the term one should not do something, or that it's also to do something, but not chai for doing it, so also la seisa, it's also to do it. The isura is midivrei seifrim, and the iser is midivrei seifrim. Now, midrabanon, if there was a bezin, there's such a thing as makis mardis, which is a malchus for an iser drabanon, right? So he points out that according to many rishonim, you get makis mardis. Also, he brings in Sivkot and Kuvon Nonalef that if you see the Lashon Einoi Chayiv, it also means it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. V'yesh, then he says, Vaitin Sivkot and Lamed Gimel on the top of page 66. V'yesh Akos of Potter, Mekom Mokim Yesh Basiyas Oisei Hadavar, Meshum Issa Torah. El She'en Boi Oynish. There are times when you'll see the term Potter used, and it is a D'Raisa, but it's a case where there's no Oynish. What does that mean? K'may asiyas chatzi shir. For instance, let's say someone does chatzi shir, shel malach. Like we said, the shel malach is that you know you write one letter instead of two letters. So that's an issa deiraisa, but it's an issa lav deiraisa, and that's called chatzi shir. That's still also deiraisa, but it will be potter from an einish. Sheine oisish kishir shekiblu chazal, since he didn't do the amount of Chazal Mekabah Halachal Meishim Sinai, like we saw in Sif Chavdal. Kol Mokim Shenema Shem Mutter Lasses Kach V'Kach. Wherever we see the term, the word Mutter, Mutter means what? Mutter means it's permitted to do it L'Chadchila. Okay. Now he continues to talk about Hano'am in Ma'isa Shabbos. Are you allowed to have benefit from Ma'isa, from an action done on Shabbos? And he's going to give Eitz if a Katan. We're going to try to get into this year on the different types of categories and rules for when an action was done on Shabbos. Asif Lamedalad, bottom page 66 says, Kishem Sha'asu Lasis Malach B'Shabbos. Just like it's usher to do a Malach on Shabbos, Kach Gam Asu Lihonis from Malach Shanes Sabah. You're not allowed to have any benefit from it. Now he says there's going to be 8 Sifim to explain the differences. So number one, Ha'isa B'Shabbos Malach Sh'isurim in Atayra. Someone who's over Rachman al Tzanan, Isa da Eraisa, he breaks a Torah prohibition on Shabbos. Im Asa B'Shegeik, if he does it by mistake. And he points out in Sifkot Kufnun Chzayim, means the Shagag B'Din, or he Asa P'Erez Chacham, or he Shagag Shim Malach. Either you made a mistake in the Din, or you asked a Shaila, and by mistake you got the wrong Psak. That's all part of Shegeik. So something that an Issa de Raisa that was done on Shabbos b'Shegi, Aser Loi ulechol Adam Lanisman b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, you and no other Yid could be have any benefit, or any other person could have benefit from it on Shabbos. Aval Acher Shabbos, but after Shabbos, Mutar Lahenes v'Mena Aflo Eisam Malacha Miadim Seisa Shabbos. But right after Shabbos, anybody, even the person who did it, could have Hanah from it. That's a de Raisa that was done b'Shegi. Next, if base, if cotton base, I should call it, or ice base. Page 67. Ha'isa b'Shabbos malacha she'isurim min ha'tayra. Someone who doesn't Shabbos malacha, that's us deraisa. If he did it b'mezid, he did it on purpose. Asur l'chol adam lehenes amena b'Shabbos. No one is allowed to have hana from it on Shabbos. La'avar yinatzmai to the guy who did it b'mezid, l'chol b'nei mishpachtoi, his family members. And anyone who relies on him for parnasa, meaning he doesn't have to be physical mishpacha, but people who live by him, they eat by him, anyone is counting on it, they never may have any benefit from it. But other people, even if it's someone who you did it for, they can have a no right away. So the person who did it and anyone who is saying Mechal Shulchanai can never have an off from it forever, but other people may have right after Shabbos. Ois Gimel, page 68. Ois b'Shabbos Malach Hashisur Menatera. Someone's over in his day rice on Shabbos, Torah provision. V'hanami mena barak avizman. And the paliotzi, the enjoyment of the Malacha, will only happen after Shabbos. Achvei Tzesa Shabbos. K'may, for instance, Hanaiteya is Zereya b'Shabbos. Let's say someone plants on Shabbos. It only grows a month later. Avim Mazakein b'Shegig. Even if he did it b'Shegig, Dina Kilo Asa b'Mezit, U'metzoy Shabbos u'chayiv laka shenot ezara. He's M'chuy, even if he did it b'Shegig, he's M'chuy after Shabbos to uproot it to make sure it doesn't grow. So if you have a way of stopping the Malacha from occurring, the benefit of the Malacha, even if the benefit will be after Shabbos, your one is M'chuy to do so. What happens if someone does something on Shabbos which is a machloikis? Hagam shelofi ha'alocha, even though lofi ha'alocha yesh la'achmir. Right, even if our minig is in such a case to be machmir, but frat kash is a negel is a taira, frat where it's relevant is the rice and become welcome, but the evit ain't less lehenes amana. We don't prohibit a person from having enough from it. Umutu lehanais mimena af b'Shabbos atzma. Even on Shabbos, it's mutter to do it. So, let's say you did something that is a machlekes. Even if your minig is to be machmer, your messiah is to be machmer. Maisa is a mekilim. You're allowed to have enough from it on Shabbos. Number five. Ha'isa b'Shabbos malacha. Someone who doesn't Shabbos a malacha. She isuru midrabbanon. That's asa midrabbanon. Imasa b'shegeg. If he did a b'shegig, muta aflas loisa iser atzmi lehenesmen, afil b'shabbos atzma. A drabonon that was done b'shegig, anyone could have benefit from it on Shabbos itself. Number six. So we switch over to drabonons now. What happens if someone did a ma'aseh drabbanon on Shabbos? If he did it b'mezid, no one is allowed to have benefit from it on Shabbos. Even the person who was over the Isser can have benefit right away from it after Shabbos. That's different from a deraisa. The Yeshe Chazal also lanes from Menashe Kazu, but after Chmiru Yosim Bezu Shenasa Beisa Ter. Now, there are some things that we're going to see later where Chazal asked you to have benefit even from an Isser Rabbanon after Shabbos as a takono, to make sure that people shouldn't be leicht and shouldn't be lenient with Isurei Drabbanon, and we will see that later on in Hilchos Shabbos. 7. Ha'oseh melacha b'Shabbos, u'melacha d'rak remes, shlo yishtana ha'matzav hakayim. What happens if you do a melacha on Shabbos that it's not like you did an action that changed it, and now you're saying you're being netted from the new action. You did something to stop something from happening. You're not being nehna. You're not enjoying the benefit from the Maisa Shabbos, right? You did something you shouldn't do that caused it to stay where it is. That's not called being having a no from an Isser Shabbos, right? He talks about in the bottom about having hana from the fact that you didn't work on the electric system and therefore your refrigerator works on Shabbos. So your food was good before Shabbos. Your food stayed good on Shabbos, right? Let's say someone did an iser of putting food into a refrigerator that he's not allowed to put on Shabbos because of whatever malacha would be involved in that, right? So by doing it, what happened? He caused that the food shouldn't spoil, but the food was good food beforehand. So it's not like the food became good from the malacha Shabbos. Made it that it didn't spoil. Such a case is mutter to have hana from it. Number ches, katan sha'asa miyuz masay ma'ase isa b'shabes. Mutter lahanes ma'ase b'shabes. If a katan did something on Shabbos, it's permitted to have hana from it on Shabbos. Ach katan sha'asa b'tzivi shagadl, but if the katan did it because the gadol told him to do so, if I feel b'tzivi akuf kain shasha's katan lump, like even if you did a trick to get the cotton to do a maisa without thinking about it, like you told him, why'd you shut off the light? And he goes, so he turns it on. Such a case where, because you're not letting mitzvah cotton to do malacha, we're going to see later. Shabbos, you can't have any benefit from it left to Shabbos. For us, yesh lahamtin, and then you have to wait b'kadesh yasa, which we're going to see much later on. Other cases when you have to wait kadesh yasa, which means the amount of time would have taken to do the malacha after Shabbos. Then he finishes off this if by just saying in the middle of page 69, different from this is when a guy does a malacha, b'shul Yehudi v'nachri yachtav, for a yid, or he does it for a yid and a guy, or he does it for himself, b'shul atzmai, because there we're going to talk about kadesh yasa, and there we're going to see in Perek Lamed. So he says, we're not, these 8 things we just listed are all when a yid did a malacha on Shabbos, and not when a guy did a malacha on Shabbos. We'll stop over here. To sponsor today's shir was sponsored for Refu Shleim from Miral Basar Gittel. Anyone who would like to sponsor a shir should please contact rabbifishman@gmail.com, rabbifishman@gmail.com. Your support helps keep this shiurim going. We hope to release approximately 3 shiurim a week.